listening to
Sounds Around Town.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
How are you?
First of all, I'd like to wish you all a happy new year.
2008. Can you believe it? Strange things happening, especially over here in Texas, with UFO sightings and stuff like that. Very strange things. But we're going to talk about something just a little bit more down to earth. Being part of a compilation CD. Why would an artist or band want to be included on a compilation CD? Well, there's many reasons why you would want to be on a compilation CD. Let's look at the monetary side of things. The cost factor, which is basically everyone's bottom line. Wouldn't you agree, Paul?
Yes, I would. When you factor in studio time, mastering, design costs, and getting your CD pressed, you're looking at several thousands of dollars.
Yeah, with a compilation CD, you split the cost with others involved in this project. That's always a good thing. It makes for a nicer, smoother ride on the wallet.
Yeah, young artists are always looking to save a buck or two on their music.
Your next consideration for being a part of a compilation CD is promotional efforts. Let's say there are 10 different artists on the CD. You have 9 more people pushing the same CD. You are reaching more people than you would with your efforts alone.
Yeah, and say those 10 artists have MySpace accounts, for example. You all agree to promote the CD on your MySpace page. You're again reaching a wider audience space.
Yeah, in this digital age, you never know who's going to listen to this CD. So it's a good thing to push it and push it as much as you can. So A&R reps, whoever, can hear your music. It's more available to more people, because it's out there in front of more people.
Yeah, you're promoting on a worldwide web, and that's worldwide.
You heard it here first. And in fact, we have a compilation CD from H-Town Alliance. We will be playing some hot new music from up-and-coming hip-hop and R&B artists.
Is this the music in the background?
Yeah, it's a hot beat, don't you think?
Yeah, with songs like that, I'd be sending them out to college radio stations, online streaming radio stations, and people who do podcasts just like this one.
Joining us in the studio today is JJ of H-Town Connection. How's it going, JJ?
Hey, what's going on? I'm just JJ, representing for that H-Town Connection.
Hey man, I understand you have a project going on which involves several local artists. Why don't you tell us something about it?
Yeah, we're putting together a project that's basically a compilation of local artists, mainly doing rap, hip-hop, and R&B, and it's going to have a lot of original music on there, plus some mixtape material, but we're basically doing it for the local artists in Houston, trying to bring everybody together.
Why have you decided to do a compilation CD?
I just feel like it's easier if several artists get together and sort of split the cost or split the bears of putting an entire album together versus one single artist trying to do it on his own and spending all his money out of pocket. So just basically trying to save money and get everybody to the level that everybody's trying to get to.
I see. Do you get did you get a good response from the artists you approached with this idea?
Well, so far I have. I already started recording with some artists, and I already have some other artists lined up. So as far as just starting off, we've gotten some real good response, and we're expecting to have plenty of artists come on board so we can have a variety of styles in our population.
Well, that's pretty cool. How did you approach the artist about being part of your project?
Well, it's mainly just by many people I already know who are already recording, who have recorded in the past, and basically those who just have a love for making music. So it was pretty simple, because I know plenty of artists, and I hit them up, I talked to them about it, and most of them, they were all for it. They wanted to jump on, and I got them on board, and I'm still talking to more people and still looking for new people.
Interesting concept. So,
yeah, and basically to answer your question, this is basically what I did. I went on MySpace and put up a bulletin, you know, inviting other artists around the area to come in to our meeting. And what I did is I went in and spoke with the owners of Vintage Art Studios to have a record, to have a studio where we can do this project at, and work up some rates where it would be doable for anybody who came on the project. It's game time, we're gonna have promoters on board. We're gonna have a graphic designer, which is myself. I've done a lot of design for promotional flyers and posters for Devin the Dude, and other several artists on our team. So we're gonna have plenty of promotional items and graphics to go onto the internet and you know, around Houston areas
to push the project forward.
Right.
And so how did you convince these people that you didn't know to become a part of this project?
Well, basically, I just presented them, you know, I invited them to the meeting, they came over, and had a presentation, and explained in detail to them what we can do, what we had at the studio, and as far as, you know, the graphic designing, and the promoting as well, which is all important. And in the end, the money sounded right to them. You know, everything that would come into production sounded right. So, you know, it's fairly easy to get these guys to come on board. I mean, everybody's looking for a break. So, you know, like I said before, it's a lot harder when you're trying to do it on your own. So I'm just trying to bring, you know, a few artists together. Maybe we can all do something. I mean, I know a lot of people out there make good music. So if we get a few people putting some hot music on the CD compilation, you know,
help push everybody else forward.
Right, we can all get out there and people will get to hear our music, which is what we really want. And then second, you know, maybe we can make the money off of it.
That's great. That's a good concept, good idea. And it sounds like you've got a good plan to move forward this year with your music and that of fellow artist. So, JJ, what are your plans once you complete this project?
Well, actually, I want this to be an ongoing project. So this first CD, you know, it's going to be the first one. It's going to be the trial. We're going to make it as hot as possible. But after this CD is completed, packaged, and on the street selling, I want to jump on the next one. So I'm looking to put out several of these compilation CDs throughout the year.
Here's a song by an artist called Little A from H-Town doing his thing.
Don't you wish you had me?
A song about young love gone bad.
So, you know, if you don't get a chance to be on the first one or on the second one, there's definitely going to be more coming in the near future. So If you want to get your material right, and when you do, just hit me up. You can always hit me up at my page on MySpace, which is myspace.com/htownconnection. Or you can always hit me up on my email, which is htown_connection@hotmail.com. And just hit me up, leave me a message on either one, and I'll hit you back, let you know what's up.
Well, there you go. That's awesome, man. I think that a lot of folks out there doing their thing will have an opportunity to move forward in their careers musically by being a part of a compilation CD that's actually going to be moving in the right direction.
Right.
So thanks a lot for being here with us today,
hey,
JJ.
No problem, man.
All right, man. You take it easy and keep that music pumping, man.
Alrighty.
All right, man.
This is the end, okay?
Until next time, you're listening to
Sounds Around Town.
If you're an artist or band that would like to have your music featured on Sounds Around Town, please send us a link to where we can download your music, and we'll play it on our next episode.